Hello there, thanks for joining me on today's podcast. Sleep. Problem sleeping. But today I don't want to focus on sleep so much as focus on the issue of the siesta. You know, we all know that sleep allows people to live a full life during the day. It gives them alertness and energy for the day. But we also know that a good sleep pattern prevents dementia, and eventually prevents Alzheimer's, or at least slows down the possibility of having an Alzheimer's type of brain as age increases. You know, it's true. You know, we all read the book, and we all know the story. We learned it in kindergarten. It was important for life. We learned it in kindergarten. Remember kindergarten? You took a siesta. And you didn't know why, except maybe it was based on the idea that kids just needed a little bit more sleep during the day, because they didn't get enough at night. But actually, the siesta has been found to benefit the individual in many, many, many different ways, in some very good ways. You know, we joke about the siesta. We associate that with lazy people. We associate it with people who don't work and who are sluggards. And, you know, people who just want to live life easy. But, you know, it goes beyond that. Now, that may be true to some degree, but it goes beyond that. The siesta, historically, and it's been around for generations and generations and centuries of time. The siesta has been found to be a very important part of our daily functioning and the quality of our function. And are functioning. Let's take a look at the idea of a siesta. Yeah, generally we think of a siesta as being less than an hour. For some people it's 10 minutes, some it's 20 minutes. But if you're sleeping 1 or 2 and 3 hours, you're probably depressed. And you're sleeping for depression purposes. And you're going to experience that grogginess upon awakening. That's called sleep inertia. But siesta is a brief nap, which then results in arousal and positive functioning. Let's take a look at it, okay? It boosts memory. It boosts memory. One study, the participants nap regularly for 10 or 20 or 30 minutes a day. And if they did so, they improved their performance on cognitive tests of memory and vigilance over the next 2 to 3 hours. Well, those that napped more than 20 minutes suffered from grogginess, that sleep inertia that I refer to. However, the 10-minute nappers experienced an immediate boost in their ability to remember and to recall. Okay? So, memories improved upon a brief nap. Lower blood pressure has also been found to be true. A study published in the Journal of the Applied Physiology found that the siesta habit, okay, the siesta habit is associated with a 37% reduction in coronary mortality, possibly because of reduced cardiovascular stress associated with that daytime siesta nap. The researchers in the study concluded that this decrease in blood pressure may be why lower coronary mortality has been found in those who take naps. In other words, a little nap calms the body, lowers the heart rate, and lowers the blood pressure. Less likely to die as a result of a coronary incident. Okay, and here's number three. A siesta calms the nerve. The University of Berkeley study several years ago found that a 90-minute nap can potentially keep you calm. When study participants were shown faces, this is an interesting point, they were shown faces that expressed anger and expressed fear and expressed happiness. And they shown that those faces at noon and then again at 6 o'clock in the evening, and they took a nap in between times. They found that the subjects were significantly more upset by anger and fear faces later in the day. But if they had a 90-minute nap at lunchtime, they did not experience that kind of fear and agitation and anger. Only if they did not take the nap. If they did not take the nap, they experienced increased levels of fear and anger when they showed those faces. So it calms, has a calming effect. It improves alertness. A siesta improves alertness. A study by the National Sleep Foundation reports that NASA, in a study on sleepy military pilots and astronauts, found that a 40-minute nap improved performance by 34% and alertness by 100%. Okay, now, obviously, you may not be driving a rocket ship anywhere, but the foundation recommends a quick nap before driving your car to reduce the risk of drowsiness while driving, especially if you're taking a long drive or a distant driving experience. A short nap will improve. You can stop along the way and take that short little siesta nap, and it will give you that alertness that you need for the rest of the journey. So it's a proven fact. Alertness is improved. It could help us in our driving. You know, it might even help us in our studies at school. Stay alert if you had that little nap. A siesta also enhances creativity. You know, the mind loves a nap, if you will. Daytime sleep can enhance creative thinking and boost the creative processing, improve memory recall. It just kind of generally, if you will, cleans out the cobwebs of your mind. Okay? That was found in a study that was written up under the title of Sleep for Success and published in the New York Times. Now, a siesta also boosts willpower. Things can be tough when you're tired, especially when it comes to matters of willpower, which is often highest in the morning when the brain is fresh and lowest in the afternoon and evening when the brain is worn out. A study reported in Psychology Today magazine, when your sleeping is deprived, your brain has an especially hard time ignoring distraction and controlling impulses. That's like ADD. When your brain is tired, you can't rule out, you can't block out distractions and the impulses that come from within your mind and within your body. What was their advice? A power nap during the day that will reverse that willpower issue and help focus attention. So it reduces the stress, it improves the mood, and it restores the focus of an individual. That's a good answer to ADD. ADD kids need that little nap during the day, and they do better if they have it. Researchers found that a nap is even better than coffee midday. Researchers have found that while longer naps may cause grogginess, that's that sleep inertia, they often get to some good REM sleep, which is where the complex learning and perceptual skills are benefited. That's deep sleep with a good quality sleep when you're having that REM sleep. That's when you dream, if you will. That's when you dream. So that's good sleep. In one experiment, a sleep scientist by the name of Sarah Mednick had a team that compared caffeine intake, 200 milligrams, with napping 60 to 90 minutes. And then they compare that to a placebo. And then they gave the individuals a task of memory, verbal memory. They gave them a task of motor skills. Gave them a task of perceptual learning. You look at something and see if they could remember it. And here's what they found. Overall, the nap improved performance across all three different learning areas, while caffeine impaired performance. Interesting. We all grown up under the idea that coffee midday is good for you. We alert and bring alertness about and help you process. But here the study shows that, in fact, it impairs memory and impairs the ability to learn. And a nap is far superior as a way to get your alertness back and your memory functioning well. So there you are. Siesta. You know, we all were raised. I was raised. Most of us that are listening to this were raised. The idea that you took a nap during the day, you were lazy. You know, this was not for you. This was for a culture down south somewhere in the hot temperatures, where a siesta was needed in the midday when the heat of the day, just to get through the heat of the day. But the research is very, very clear that a siesta, a midday nap, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, is all one needs to improve the performance of memory and learning, improve the performance of attention, improve the performance of accuracy, improve mood. All these areas of life can be strengthened if you take a nap. So the siesta does have a role to play. Next time you go to the dentist, fall asleep. If you have a little time in the afternoon, just let yourself go for 10 minutes. Sometimes even deep breathing is good enough. Or just a 30-minute quietness, a quiet time. You may not sleep, but you're just quiet. And you just take some deep breathing exercises. Deep breathing is this. You take a deep breath in and you hold it for about 3 seconds. And then in 5 seconds, you just let it out slowly. And you do that 5 or 6 or 7 times. Just get that kind of sense of calmness as you deep breathe. Take it in, hold it, and then let it out slowly. Exhale slowly, if you will. Before dinner, take that little nap. Take that little siesta. Okay? So, the best of you, enjoy. But don't feel guilty if you take that nap during the day. Don't feel guilty. Just reflect on all the benefits that you're going to have as a result of that little siesta that you take. Well, anyway, nice to have you with me today, and I recommend Dr. Chris Wong, dentist, north section of Fresno, California, on Cedar Avenue by Alluvial, North Cedar Dental Group, Dr. Chris Wong. So if you're in need of a dentist, look him up in the phone book, and go ahead and make an appointment. I think the staff there is wonderful and will treat you well and will give you a good experience and will take care of your dental needs. So if you're in need of a dentist, Dr. Chris Wong, W-O-N-G, the North Cedar Dental Group. Okay? Bye for now.